Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Damien O'Mara, thank you very much indeed. Well, we've been talking about Simon Harris for a lot of the programme. In the last minute or so, he's issued a statement. This from Simon Harris. He says, firstly, I want to thank Leo Varadkar for his leadership of the Fine Gael party over the past 7 years and his leadership of our country for many of those. He says, I'm humbled and honoured to have received the support from so many members of the parliamentary party, councillors and members across the country throughout the course of the last 24 hours. I want to thank them for placing their trust in me, and I'm confirming that I will be seeking to become the next leader of Fine Gael. If given the opportunity, I will give this my all, says Simon Harris.
And indeed, if Simon Harris does become the next leader of Fine Gael, he'll also be the youngest Taoiseach in history. So what about the views of students on a dramatic day and a half in politics? Well, John Cook has been to the University of Galway, where Simon Harris is likely to have his first major appearance as party leader, John.
That's right, Sarah, because in just over 2 weeks' time, members of Fine Gael from all over Ireland will come to the University of Galway for the Party Ardesh. It's the first time in Galway that the Ardesh is to take place with a new leader to be appointed, as we know before then, to address the party faithful in place of Leo Varadkar. Today's events making it look increasingly like Simon Harris will be the man on the podium on April 6th. No one in the party expected a change in leadership by then. Neither did the Young Fine Gael Members Society at the University of Galway as they plan their annual general meeting for this evening. So they'll have lots to talk about, as I found out when I met some of them, all shocked with the events of the past 24 or 36 hours, starting with Clare student Sean Martin. He's also the Northwest Regional Officer for Young Fine Gael, and I asked for his views on Simon Harris.
I think it's a good thing to see this, you know, that we will have another young Taoiseach, someone that's not long gone from Young Fine Gael from our own perspectives, and someone that will bring a lot of energy to the position.
Fergal Flodger from Monaghan.
Yes.
And raging that Heather Humphreys isn't running, you told me.
Well, that's a bit of a strong word now, is raging. But no, of course, I would have been delighted to see my own local minister go for the top job. She would have made a great first female Taoiseach, but same time, delighted for Simon Harris. He's a very capable individual and he just works very, very hard day in, day out.
Daniel Lynch, you're from County Galway. What do you reckon?
Leo gave 7 years of excellent leadership, and I think in Simon Harris now we have someone who can give a strong, vibrant and young leadership again and bringing the party and the country into a nice future.
Sean mentioned he's not long out of Young Fine Gael himself, Simon Harris at just 37. Is he someone you've a lot of contact with through Young Fine Gael or through his role as Minister for Higher Education in recent times?
There during the summer, he was very eager to meet with us to have a discussion about the place Young Fine Gael is in and how to support that. And also this was leading up to the budget, so he was very eager to hear our proposals for his own department and policies that we'd like to see implemented, and he's very eager to work closely with us in that regard.
As Young Fine Gael members, as members in your own areas as well, where you come from at home, you won't get a vote now, it looks like, if there's no contest. How do you feel about that, Fergal?
Well, I think it's always healthy to have a contest. I would have liked to see another candidate go forward as well. I would have liked to have had a chance to have a say in who the next leader is going to be, but if that's the way it is, we know that the system is set up that the parliamentary party gets 65% of the vote, and ultimately we elect the parliamentary party to make decisions on our behalf. So if that's the case, then I'm happy enough with it. If they believe in him and support him, I will too.
How do you see it working out for him? A year in office to prove himself and then to go to the nation again if this works out?
Well, I mean, as I mentioned before, I think he's very vibrant. I think he gets on, seems to get on well with people, and he's doing very good stewardship in this department and through COVID as Minister for Health. So hopefully he can give us a bit of a bounce in the polls. And, well, I suppose the proof will be in the locals and the Europeans now in 2 or 3 months' time.
Simon Harris, he's a very capable individual. I think by selecting the youngest Taoiseach in history, it's going to work in our favour. He's going to be able to relate to young people more and the struggles they face. And I think ultimately it'll give us a boost.
One thing you have to give to Simon Harris, the amount of energy and work ethic he brings to everything is absolutely through the roof. I think he'll be a strong and passionate leader going forward.
So that's some young Fine Gael members at the University of Galway, understandably supportive, I suppose, of Simon Harris. Were other students as supportive of Simon Harris, John?
No, not in the fan club, all of them, Sarah. Anyway, I found mixed views, but a lot of interest in the dramatic political developments of the last day and a half. Lots of people talking about Leo Varadkar and Simon Harris among students I met, starting with politics student Laura from Kildare.
It was a bit of a surprise. I don't know, I'm not keeping up to date, but when he said he was going to step down, I think everyone was kind of looking at each other saying, why, what's going on?
I think it's kind of interesting that he has to step down now. I think a lot of the hate that he might be receiving at the moment might be to do with homophobia, but I'm unsure at the moment.
Mm-hmm. But you said Simon Harris is stepping up, and he is...
Well, it looks likely now that Simon Harris will become the next Fine Gael leader, uncontested, and the youngest Taoiseach ever.
That's interesting. How old is Simon Harris?
37.
Do you know? 37, okay, well, that's interesting. Hopefully that gives... he was the Minister for Education as well.
Higher education, yeah.
So he hopefully have a good insight on the young people's view, because he's probably heard a lot of young people's views over the last two, three years, especially since COVID, but... Hopefully he'll be a good voice. We don't know yet. We'll have to wait and see.
I'm a bit concerned, to be honest. We've had Simon Harris as our Minister for Third Level Education, and a lot of students have been very happy with the job he's done. So it's a bit concerning to see he's most likely in line to be Taoiseach, I think, and leader of the Fine Gael party.
So he thinks he's done pretty well, given his rapid rise to success here now?
I definitely think so. But I mean, we had a protest when he launched the Dunlin accommodation here a few weeks ago, because people still aren't happy with the state of student accommodation and all the stuff that's been promised that hasn't been delivered on. Mm-hmm. So I think for a lot of students who've seen the work that maybe hasn't been done, it's quite concerning for them.
How do you feel about having such a young Taoiseach, 37 years old, to be the youngest in history?
Well, I don't think his age makes much of a difference if he's out of touch with young people. It's all well and good him being 37, but he's clearly kind of out of touch with the younger generations.
I'm Philip. I'm from County Roscommon. Yeah, no, I'm delighted with Simon Harris. I think he's done great work in health. He was brilliant during COVID, and I think he's done a lot for third level institutions, and I think it's great.
Like, are you a Fine Gael supporter yourself?
No, I wouldn't be a Fine Gael supporter, but I would support Simon Harris. He deserves a chance. He's put the work in. I think he deserves it.
So mixed opinions there about the likely next Taoiseach. John, you also met with student union representatives.
Yes, Sarah, and while some credit the Higher Education Minister for working on reducing college fees and offering increased course options and apprenticeships, the focus in Galway and other colleges recently is very much about rising accommodation costs, as you heard, and the cost of living crisis. And rather than a new Taoiseach, the Union of Students in Ireland has called for an immediate general election, saying they have no confidence in this government. Izzy Tiernan is the Vice President for Welfare and Equality with the Students' Union at the University of Galway.
Working through the Students' Union, working with in accommodation, and having met the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, I have absolutely no confidence that his reign as Taoiseach is going to be any different from Leo's. They have managed to reach a record level of homelessness, and we haven't seen any major improvements in terms of student accommodation, in terms of higher education. The Irish Times reported there only 2 weeks ago about 70% dropout rates for students for first years. None of that has changed. And I really do believe that a general election needs to be called straight away. I think Fine Gael right now are scrambling to hold on to any semblance of power that they have. We're going to have a general election by next year anyway. And I think for them to be appointing Simon Harris as Taoiseach because Leo stepped down now is ridiculous and undemocratic, nearly to a point that the country is calling for a general election. This is the perfect moment to do it.
Well, I heard Micheál Martin say the country doesn't want it. But on the other hand, can I put it to you that as you've engaged with Simon Harris as the Minister for Higher Education this past couple of years, and he now is likely to be the next Taoiseach, maybe he'll be able to take on some of these issues facing students and colleges around the country to the highest levels of government now. Maybe it's a good thing?
He's had the chance to do that. I think he has had the chance to do that, and I don't see any improvement coming, especially not with possibly just a year of a remit.
And that was Student Union Vice President Izzy Tiernan there, ending John Cook's report from the University of Galway.